This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the healthcare and technology channels. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels, such as Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Beth Toefel, president of Footprint ID. Footprint ID helps individuals manage and maintain the health and medical records of themselves and their family members. With Footprint ID, you have always access to your information. Beth, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell me, Beth, was there something in particular that inspired you to found Footprint ID to kick things off?
Actually, there was. I had an aha moment when my 43-year-old brother had a massive heart attack, and he was very lucky to survive. But through that experience, it became more and more evident to me how important having a patient's medical history and records were to treating them properly. When they first started to work on my brother, they had no information. And when I was able to provide them, once I got there, his allergies, conditions, prescriptions, family history, there was a tremendous, weight lifted off their shoulders. And so it made me realize how much of a void there was. And my co-founder and partner, Jason Hubert, had been thinking about this issue for some time. And so together, we decided to create Footprint ID in order to help provide a solution to this problem.
And congratulations on you for being proactive under the circumstances, and certainly can understand the inspiration as well. Who can benefit the most from having their medical records at their fingertips?
Well, that's an interesting question as well, because everybody can benefit from it. There's nobody that wouldn't at some point or on a regular basis in their lives find a benefit from the easy access and the efficiency that it can create. So while it can benefit everybody, and that would be individuals caring for themselves, there are also many of us who are caring for other family members, a senior or aging parent, children. And then in our own lives, we travel, there are athletes, college students, people who are managing chronic conditions, and then there are emergencies. So, and that's, a very shortened list of the things that are easily identifiable as to where you could use the tool. But we make it easy for you to do so. And we do that by having a pre-templated, user-friendly list of forms in your web portal that helps you document all of your information. And we also give you unlimited storage for all of your test results, images. So we convert any kind of JPEG or any type of imagery to a PDF, and we store it for you there. And you can store notes, test results, and things like that. And we also do this through the web portal, a smartphone app, and a 24-hour call center, which and we are bilingual and support English and Spanish. So we've tried to be very broad and cover everybody and everybody's needs in a very user-friendly way, because it's so important for everybody to have access and to be able to share that information with the necessary people or person at any given time.
How does one benefit from having always access to their medical information and that of their family or loved ones? Touch on that a little further, if you would.
Well, right now there's a void. There's no interoperability. Many doctors have their own patient portal. They've all or mostly all have transitioned to electronic medical records, and you can access your information, but each of those patient portals don't speak to the other. So what is missing right now is the ability to share that information. So when you go to a doctor, you could be treated much more effectively and efficiently, especially with the limited time that a healthcare provider has to spend with each of us, if you have all of your information from another doctor's visit or a different specialist or something, or some type of imagery or a prior test result. So they're working with solid information that allows them to treat you in a much more efficient way. There's also some statistics. 49% of the current workforce are providing some kind of unpaid caregiving for a family member. And there's so much time wasted tracking down medical information for the people that we're caring for, that by having a repository and everything consolidated, it makes each of our own lives not only easier in the long run, but our health care and medical care better managed. The information's available to an emergency responder, and statistics certainly show that there are way less errors and more effective care when emergency professionals are working with, actual information about a patient. We also have scenarios like college students who are away from home. They're over 18. If they were to be in a situation where they needed medical care and perhaps couldn't identify it at the moment, we allow you to store a power of attorney, so a parent could be involved in the decision making for that child where otherwise a doctor wouldn't speak with them. That's another example of being, a benefit that can come from it. If you're traveling, you're out of the country or away from home, and you need to see a physician, go to the hospital, you're not feeling well, whatever is going on, your information is with you. You don't have to worry about it being in your top drawer at home, having your file, or it being at, multiple doctor's offices.
Today we are with Beth Toefel, president of Footprint ID, that helps individuals manage and maintain the health and medical records of themselves and their family members, here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Beth, what is the biggest challenge for people in managing their health information?
Well, as I touched on before, I think that it's very hard to share, to share information. And so, again, we create that interoperability. I also think that people are a little bit, feel a little bit challenged by how to collect their information, organize it, and be in charge of it. We know that people are concerned about privacy and security. Sometimes there is, health information is a sensitive nature, and we try and alleviate that concern for them. We are HIPAA compliant. We follow all the protocols needed to ensure their information is safe. There's also a growing trend, unfortunately, in the healthcare world, where people's health insurance information is becoming compromised, and there's actually a lot of medical ID theft from the health insurance provider side, so that people can receive medical care when they don't have insurance. So sometimes your medical records can be polluted on a broader scale, whether it be the hospital records or your health insurance records. But if you're in control and you have your own records, you know when something is polluted or not the way that it's supposed to be. And it also allows you to make sure that your information is never lost by any of the institutions that are holding the data.
And how can having your records assist in proper diagnosis and treatment?
Well, I think that's really what I spoke a lot about earlier. The bottom line is that knowledge is power, preparedness is key. And the only way to be cared for medically and ensure that your health is not compromised is really to be knowledgeable about what your health footprint is, that of your loved ones, and have access to that information. And that is the way that you can make sure that you have the best treatments and diagnosis and care, because you're armed with the knowledge in order to be able to do that. And being prepared is key, because we all know in a crisis mode or at the last minute, nobody walks around carrying paper files. We see some people who take a lot of prescriptions and they're walking around with a crumbled up, yellow piece of paper in their pocket with their list of medications that's probably, maybe have been through the wash 12 times. But that doesn't, if you don't always have that with you. So I think that just making sure and having the knowledge and being prepared is what helps you be in the best position that you can be. And there are hundreds of thousands of deaths in this country due to medical errors. So if information was on hand and readily available, it could absolutely have an impact and reduce that number greatly.
In conclusion, any closing thoughts, final words, or takeaways here today for the listener? Certainly has been helpful and focusing in on the importance of having access to our health records.
I think it's important to make sure that you share the information even when you may not think that you need to. For an example of that is when you go to the pharmacy. It's important whether you're getting a prescription or an over-the-counter medication. Make sure you share the pharmacist because there can be contraindications that you may not be aware of over-the-counter and different prescriptions. And sometimes people get their medications from different places. Sometimes we forget to tell one person. I think that just sharing the information with whomever it is that is helping you at that moment and with your health is so important.
Beth, where can listeners find out more on Footprint ID and how can they be in touch accordingly?
Well, our website is www.footprintid.com. Our toll-free number is 855-374-3411. We can be emailed at support@footprintid.com. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and get more information. And we have, as I mentioned, 24-hour representatives available to answer any questions or assist in any way.
Well, Beth, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Very informative, and certainly look forward to having you back with us here on eHealth Radio. Have a great evening.
Great. You too. Thanks very much for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Beth Toefel, president of Footprint ID, that helps individuals manage and maintain the health and medical records of themselves and their family members. And to learn more, visit footprintid.com. With Footprint ID, you have always access to your information. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Healthcare and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.